Jeremy's Drama by Hector Soleil. Let me tell you about this guy, Jeremy. He's the type of kid who believed in red roses, romance, and true love. Now, on the same coin, he was very picky, snobbish, and extremely spoiled. He played hard to get most of the time. Contradictive? Yeah. But you know what? In his mind, it seemed to work just fine. Chapter 1. Fashion. Sex. Love. Equals. Drama. Danger! Danger!
Get on the floor! The nigga right there! Sing it!
For quite some time now, he spent his free time dating pretty boys. You know, the popular ones. The ones that loved him in bed the first week, and then dumped him the next, over a hairdo disagreement, or some dumb blonde. Jeremy, he was young, barely 20, and irresistibly attractive. He'd been one of the top models at the biggest fashion houses for quite some time now, so it was no surprise that he'd end up with the magazine-covered boys and the supermodels. But in time, Jeremy found himself tired of this life. Well, right on his 20th birthday, Jeremy had decided to travel to Australia and study. He needed to kill some time. Studying was not his main concern. He needed to get away, travel some. Maybe in some remote exotic place he'd find the answer to that emptiness. And so he flew to Australia, ready for a new life. But once settled, after lots of dates and a few dismissals, from guys that were too much for him or had too little for their own sake, Jeremy just got fed up with the whole down under rave, and started to consider moving back home to New England, where things never tickled his fancy, but neither did Australia and the whole paradise getaway everyone talks about anyway. This one miraculous day, or lustful day per se, Jeremy went to the beach with his fag hag, Maria, a diva in her own sense, to check out the scenery as he usually did for the last couple days he was going to spend in Australia before moving back home. The day went smooth. Lots of Australian sunshine to tan Jeremy's American boy pale complexion. And lots of hunky Aussies to feed his colorful corneas addiction. Maria bathed and did her diva display a little before she was gone with Tex, the Jamaican Rasta with the cute braids. Jeremy gazed. He looked at all the possible matches walking by him and could have sworn the most pleasant one was the decaying weather report update on the blimp above. But all it took was a turn to the left and Jeremy saw the answer to his mysterious drama. His name was Powell, according to his ace tattoo on his defined pecs. A guy like no other this was that laid 6 feet from Jeremy, full of muscle, rough, bad boy looks, and a harem of girls, of course. How hot he was thought Jeremy to himself, and then followed the butterflies in his stomach, and then the stiff between his legs. A sex story? This is not. But all that true love bullshit is not what follows. His legs were perfect. He could have won a world race against a roadrunner and made it back in time to show his stretch. Arms, chest, and butt so firm. Lord have mercy on his grace, for this guy is atheist in the sense that he is not like you command, but however he pleases his shape. Jeremy was so attracted, almost to the point where he didn't look plain desperate anymore. Now he just basically looked stupid, spilling the creamer on his pina colada all over his shirt. Soon after the unexpected cool off, Jeremy came to his senses and all sorts of insecurities kicked in. Powell was not the usual clean-cut, fashionable cover boy he was used to dating. This guy was probably too old anyway. Too untidy, too sleazy, low class. The kind that would never want a relationship, let alone love. And there were probably too many girls around him to finish off. As Jeremy looked at Powell, he got a stare back. Powell looked at him annoyed, as if bothered by Jeremy's insistence staring freak show. Reason enough for Jeremy to up and go. And so he left Australia and went back home, dropped school for the second time, and returned to the modeling industry. Once again, he had it all. The money, the life, the status to get him that true love he still dreamed about. That love he knew he'd find away from that lustful day at the beach down under a year ago. He had done all the right things. He followed all the steps to find true love and all he ever was. A cover boy. For all that surrounded him was still emptiness. Just like a year ago when he ran away to find completeness. And again, surrendered to a role. But as it happens to us all, Jeremy gave a second chance to the thought that there could still be a chance. That somehow there was something different, new, and exciting waiting to happen. And so he went back to Australia and continued school. This was his chance to escape the pressures of what he had to call home.
We can wait for call or see you around, yeah. Guess I'll call or see you around.